Spirit Radio Podcasts.
Now, as many families make plans at this time of year to head off to another country, maybe a hotter one, my next guest is a part of a family that's planning a different family adventure because they're heading to Ethiopia to work as full-time missionaries. In studio now to tell me more, I have Claire Tuttleby, who is heading off very, very soon. But Claire, it's a real pleasure to have you in.
Lovely to be here. Thanks very much, Don.
Yes, well, thank you for taking the time. I'm sure it's a very, very busy time as you prepare to go. So, well, first of all, tell me a little bit about your family.
Well, I'm the mom of the family.
Well done.
Yes. The matriarch. I hope my husband isn't listening to that. My husband, Philip, is an engineer. I'm a secondary school science teacher. And my three children are in primary school, but one isn't going to be in primary for very much longer. She's just finishing up sixth class, that's Anna. And then Evan has just turned 10 and is in fourth class and is football mad, Liverpool mad. And Grace is 7 and in first class.
Yes, well, we do like Liverpool fans. I've never said this on air, but I'm also a bit of a sort of closet Liverpool fan. Well, that's wonderful. So you've got a lovely young family and you're about to make a really big move. How on earth did it come about?
Well, yes, sometimes I have to pinch myself and ask myself how this is happening. A couple of years ago, a missionary came to our church to talk about missions, and my husband, Philip, and I felt very challenged about going, serving the Lord abroad in some capacity, but we kind of looked at ourselves. He's an engineer, I'm a teacher, we don't speak any exotic languages, and Irish doesn't count really on missions. So we had made initial inquiries, but nothing really worked out, so we kind of put on the back burner. And then our church is Grosvenor Road Baptist Church, and we had a missions Sunday in early March, and somebody from the mission agency serving in mission came to speak at church. And in fact, it wasn't even what the speaker said, it was just that they invited anybody who was interested in missions to come along and chat with the speaker later that day. And I just started crying. I just felt huge relief, finally we could get to talk to somebody, because we'd never actually spoken to anybody about this. And we went and spoke. The guy's name was Steve, and as I said, he's from Serving in Mission, which actually has been around since the 1890s, but I had never heard of it. I'd heard of a lot of other mission agencies. It used to be called the Sudan Interior Mission, because the people who started had a real passion for reaching into Central Africa, which at the time was very unexplored.
Was it connected to Hudson Taylor's organisation or anything like that?
Hudson Taylor had a passion for China.
Indeed, yeah, the China Inland Mission.
So they actually tried to get the other mission organisations like Hudson Taylor's interest in their one, but people said, no, it's impossible to reach Central Africa. There's no way it's going to work.
So they did it anyway.
They did, but two of them died within the first year. So one of them, Mr. Bingham, he managed to survive the first year, and he went back, and other missionaries then followed on. I've kind of sidetracked from where we were.
Well, no, that's all right. It's for all very interesting background. Sorry, I'm interested in that sort of thing. But anyway, it's all very interesting. So you said you were crying. You were saying, "Oh, this is wonderful. I can talk to someone about this." And then, how did the decision come about?
Yes. Well, when we were chatting with Steve, and he had all these very exotic locations like Nicaragua and, you know, African countries I hadn't heard of, and I was saying to Steve, is there a bad time to go as missionaries? Because we have three children, they're in school, and I said in my very matriarchal voice, I will not be sending them to boarding school, so that's not an option. So we kind of left it there, and we went and prayed. He said, I'll give your number, you know, to somebody who's the SIM representative in Ireland. So I said, that's fine, and had a very sleepless night thinking, what have we done? Oh no, we've told somebody about this.
You revealed your secrets.
I know. So then a few days later, we were looking online and on the SIM website, and I realised there was a need for teachers of missionary children, which I'd never heard or thought of before. So there's often missionary agencies have set up schools for the children of their missionaries so that children can have international education so that when they get home, they can get to university, and it frees up the parents from homeschooling them so that they can do the job that they were actually commissioned to do. So I felt very challenged. That is something that I could do. But what could Philip do?
Mm, right.
So well, there was a school called Bingham Academy that really captured me, you know, and with the internet now you can see so much about a school, and I got on their website and it was based in Ethiopia, so I thought, oh, I'm not going there. Ethiopia. I was kind of more thinking maybe South America, because at least I knew people who'd been there. And but I kept coming back to this school, and they had a need for a biology and chemistry teacher, which is what I teach, and they also needed a facilities manager, which would be somebody to run they have a staff there who look after, you know, the apartments and the school facilities and the grounds, but they needed someone to oversee it all, and they were also doing some building and they wanted somebody to kind of oversee the building development. So I felt, and Philip felt, that could be a role that he could do. So remember I said we'd given Steve our details and he had said he would pass them on. So we were waiting for that representative from SIN to get back to us. And then my husband said, why don't you just send the school an email? So this is at the very end of March. So I said, okay. And I sent them an email saying, making tentative inquiries. Would you have spaces for our children to go to school there if we were to go? I said, maybe this August, but more realistically, next August 2018. And we got an email back at the beginning of April saying, would you be open? Would you pray and be open to coming in August 2017? Because we have a very urgent need for teachers, especially for biology and chemistry, the high school level. So then things kind of sped up, because that was only 4 months, because that was early April, 4 months to pack up a family of five and a house and get things organised and accepted by a mission agency. And that was when I felt we fell down that rabbit hole.
So it's a remarkable time frame, though, if you just a few months and my heavens. So, I mean, what have you been doing over the past few weeks trying to get it all ready?
So it's been crazy busy, because I still had to finish up secondary school, still finish teaching. Philip is still working. The children are still in school. So we had to apply to SIM Mission Agency. We also had to apply to Bingham Academy. So it felt kind of like you're applying for two things. You're applying to go to the school, but the school will only accept you if a mission agency sends you, because they need to know that someone on the ground has met you and that you are a Christian, because it is a Christian school. So we had two sets of interviews to do, and references and application forms to fill out, all that kind of thing. So then we felt, right, we're getting there, this is great. And then Bingham said, we've accepted you, and SIM said, we've accepted you, so this is fantastic. And then we were told, but now the Ethiopian government has to confirm, you know, and give you a work permit. And we got sent a list of it felt like hundreds of things we had to do. For example, each of us had to supply like 20 passport photos. We had to get 3 references from former employers. I wasn't laughing. We had to get all our degrees authenticated by the Irish Foreign Office and then sent to the Ethiopian embassy. So it felt like an awful lot of work. And we also had to go to England for training for a week, which was actually great, even though I thought, oh no, we can't afford to leave for a week. But it was a fantastic week of training. And now we're trying to pack up our house. And yes, it does feel impossible, but I believe we can do it. We can get there.
And have you got things sorted, ready? Are you going to have a place to live and all that sort of stuff? Is it all coming together?
It's coming together. In Bingham Academy, which we're going, they actually are going to give us a 3-bedroom apartment there, which is fantastic. The girls are going to have to share rooms. So that's their big sacrifice. What? We have to share a room? No. So that's sorted, but we still need to rent out our own house, and we still need to raise enough support, because the SIM, teachers and missionaries, don't get paid, shockingly. So we have to raise all our own support. The reason that they don't get paid is because the missionaries who are there are also, you know, being supported by friends and family, and they would have to raise huge amounts of support, financial support, to be able to pay for the teachers, so to kind of spread the costs.
Yeah, indeed. But it's exciting times. I mean, heavens, it's wonderful. It's like a voyage out into the somewhat known, I shouldn't say the unknown, but it's very exciting. And it's a big sacrifice. And, you know, what do you need to still do? Are you still trying to raise some funds and that sort of thing?
Yeah, we're still raising some funds. We're getting there, but we have a way to go yet. We also need to get prayer partners. I know that loads of people are going to be praying for us, but Irish people, we don't like filling out forms and, you know, putting things down on paper.
Oh, but no, leave it to the last minute.
Yes, exactly. But the mission agency that we're going with are English, so they do like filling out forms.
Oh, yes, yes.
So
yes, they do.
If people would like to commit to pray for us, that would be fantastic. And if they could go on the SIM website, which is sim.co.uk, / prayer partner, and you just sign up that you would like to pray for the Tuttlebees. We
yes.
need to get 30 prayer partners and all our funds in the bank before we can even book a flight.
Right.
Yes, but I've sussed out the flight. I want to get the this is the matriarch again. Well, Bingham want us to be there by the 7th of August because there's 2 weeks of orientation and then school starts. So that's 2 weeks to get the work permit. You know, we've applied for it in person once we're there, get our driving license sorted, unpack, settle into the house, and then school starts and we'll both be working full time. So Bingham would like us there on the 7th. There's a flight that leaves Dublin and goes straight to Addis Ababa on the 5th of August. And I would love if we could be on it. So we are praying that the Lord will keep 5 seats in that flight. And I've said... I'm saying to other people, we don't mind if they're together. And then when I said that to Philip, he said, actually, we'd prefer if the 5 seats weren't together. So 5 seats on that plane out, that's what we're praying for.
Fantastic. And just sum it up for me, why?
We want to go because we want to be part of God's Great Commission. And what I love about SIM is they are making disciples in communities where Christ is least known. So although, yes, I felt we were serving the Lord here as well, and I love being a teacher in Ireland, and we also had other things going on outside of our work where we were serving the Lord and telling people about Jesus. In some sections of Ethiopia, people, tribal communities, they don't have the Bible in their language, and I feel we're facilitating Christ being made known in areas where he's least known if we go here. So that's why.
Well, I tell you what, Claire, it's very exciting. Very exciting. So all the Tuttlebees heading off there, and folks, if you want to get involved, go to sim.co.uk /give, and also you can sign up to be a prayer partner as well. And you are Spirit Radio listeners, and are you going to be able to listen to us while you're over there?
I really hope we'll be able to listen online. We especially love Trivia and the Traffic on the Adrian Nolan show.
Oh, Adrian! Adrian needs you.
You have
to stay with him.
I know, because we always say my daughter Anna always texts in, "Long live the Tuttlebees!" After it, and we want to be able to listen in. However, the internet is very intermittent, and in fact, a few weeks ago, the Ethiopian senior students were having the state exams, so the government shut off the internet for 2 weeks so the students couldn't teach. So we definitely won't be able to listen then.
Students couldn't cheat.
Cheat, sorry, not teach. Cheat, yes.
Or teach.
They couldn't do anything. No one could do anything. So in between internet outages, we would love to still listen in, yeah.
Oh, well, indeed. Well, in between all those things, well, Claire Tuttlebee, what a pleasure to have you in studio, inspiring us with the story of what the Tuttlebees plan to do. And we hope to be hearing good news from here on.
Yes, I'll keep you informed.
Yes, we look forward to being informed. And if you want to find out more, folks, go to sim.co.uk.
Thanks for listening to our Spirit Radio podcast. Don't miss out. Subscribe today. Find out how at spiritradio.ie.